Growing up in a low-income refugee household meant that we were always making. Divorced from toys and materials, what we had were our hands, our imagination, and what we could find around the house. Whether it was my parents making a new life here in the United States, or my siblings and I making cages to catch birds that we observed in our yard, making was and still is how we see the world. Years later, as I became a teacher in both rural Hawaii and East Oakland, working with some of the most amazing educators and youth of color, I am reminded about the power of making. Making music, making food, making community. The list goes on. For communities of color, making has always been a way of life and has always been a part of how we taught, learned, survived, and more importantly, thrived. At the intersection of making and learning is where we see the creativity and brilliance of communities of color. Seriously, people are doing some cool shit out there. And yet so often when we talk about or hear about making, we see stories about white boys with robots and expensive 3D printers. Now don't get me wrong, youth of color should have access to those too. But what about our black girls and the beautiful stories they weave? Or our Latinx youth learning to fix appliances by taking things apart? The educators of color masterfully stitching together learning, joy, and agency in their community. Where do we tell their stories? When the opportunity arose to make an online video series about making, we couldn't pass up the opportunity to tell these stories. So in the frenzied days at the beginning of Shelter in Place, we asked ourselves, what would it look like for us to produce a rich, hands-on learning experience that reflected and validated the experiences of educators and youth of color? How can we highlight the direct service educators who are already doing this work? How can we make it accessible and fun? Learning in the Making Live is our imperfect first pass at what this work could look like.